athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Good one going here at Mariucci. Wisconsin and Minnesota, no score. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And Paul here at Mariucci, no score. Badgers and Gophers, offensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin. Gophers won it, but cleared it and iced it. So another faceoff to the left, I believe. Nope, the right of Liam Soulier, like Tommy Scarfone on the Mike Richter watch list as the best goaltender in the country. There are 35 young men on that nomination list, and Soulier, hard to argue with him. A 924 save percentage, goals against just a little over two. He's 9-4-1. He's been splitting time with Nathan Area, sophomore, but Soulier might be the main guy now. Oh, Dexheimer off-balance shot out high, and leaning left was Soulier, able to snag it and hang on for another faceoff.
Riley Mosley in front there looking for the tip. See him wave his stick pass. I don't think he got it, but kind of leaned over like, oh, that was a missed opportunity.
And Minnesota will change here. Hughlin, Lamb, and Clark come out against Wisconsin's forward line of Lindmark, Botterill, and Simon Tassie. Tassie a goal last night, 2 goals, 4 points in his last 3 games. Lindmark on the draw and lost it. Hughlin tries to skate out. Tassie meets him, and they go at it a little bit. Gopher fans and players want a penalty on Tassie, but nothing called. Now Dexheimer reaches for it and then flips it up with a backhand. Renzel knocked it down. Puck is loose near the Minnesota line, still loose along the boards. Tassie trying to dig it out. Botterill there too. Lindmark as well, and it slides back deeper into the Minnesota zone. Lindmark, good hit on Renzel to free the puck. Point man now, Palatichuk. Far side care. Settles it down, puts it towards the net, and it hit Botterill. He'll retrieve it in the corner. Tried to shovel it back for Lindmark. Clark cut it off, and then Lindmark stole it. Pass in front. Tassie was all by his lonesome, but Renzel at 6'5", put his stick down and intercepted. And then a man goes down, and the fans want a penalty. And again, nothing called. Now Mosley hit from behind near the Badgers bench by Mittelstadt. We play on.
Even Owen Lindmark's play to steal the puck could have been a hook in a different game.
Certainly. Yeah, it's a box of chocolates with Big Ten hockey officials. Pass intercepted at center, 2-on-2. Snuggerud with a snap shot. Good stick by Kerr, getting in the way of that shot. You don't want him to get a free look at the net. Now Quinn Findlay stick handling. Zimmer stays in his hip pocket. Morrissey able to poke it to the corner. Findlay was trying to fly out of the zone, but just couldn't muscle through Zimmer. And now Morrissey skates up to the red line, cut off by Snuggerud, but able to dump it down in. Under 6 minutes to go, second period. Still no score. Center ice breakout. Paulson had it, lost it. Mellenbacher picks it up for the Badgers. Sidesteps Snuggerud in a long shift. Mellenbacher back behind the net. Roughed up there by Chesley. Wiped him out. Chesley moved it along far side, but pinching down. The Badgers defenseman Phelan had it for a moment, then lost control. Snuggerud skates it to center. He lost it, and the Badgers Phelan now back in his own zone. 18-14, shots on goal in favor of Minnesota. Either team has lit the lamp here tonight. Soulier hands it off to the defenseman, Cal Thomas, who ran into Mellenbacher and turned it over. Dexheimer now with Horbach, who took the puck from his teammate. A long-range shot from the right point by Hensler off his stick and floats into the glove of the standing goaltender, Soulier, and another faceoff inside the Gopher zone. Dex, it was funny. Dexies are just stick-handling by the blue line, and Horbach's like, okay, you've played with enough.
It looked like Dexheimer was trying to get a shooting lane or find a shooting lane, trying to stick handle past the Gopher. And then, as you mentioned, Horbach kind of came out of nowhere, circled around from the boards and just said, I'll just take that instead.
Horbach with an assist last night, up to 6 points, plus 9, best of any Wisconsin forward in the plus-minus category, besides Gavin Morrissey, who's plus 12. Long-range shot by Hensler went off traffic to the corner. Gophers break out on the near side. Nevers, middle of the ice to Hendrickson, darts off to his left and mishandled the puck. Hensler then engages with him, allowing Tyson Dick to get to the biscuit. Cross ice to Kukkonen across the line. Cycles now for Fitzgerald. Pass towards Dick, who is cutting towards the net behind him. Out towards the blue line. Knocked down. Puck bouncing around a little bit. Now the Gophers. Nevers has it. He tried to sweep it deep and mishandled it. Mittelstadt then picked it up, and he cut to his left and fired one right on goal. And Scarfoni again out on top of the blue paint. Made the stop and covered for 32 left, second period. Wisconsin and Minnesota have yet to score.
Yeah, Mittelstadt for Minnesota has at least two of the best chances I remember seeing this game for the Gophers. What technically their fourth line for Minnesota. Just quick puck gathering and good shot with a stick kind of in the shooting lane by Anthony Kerr.
John Mittelstadt, the older brother of junior defenseman Luke Mittelstadt. John, a former Green Bay Gambler, spent a couple of years there with the Gamblers, played over 100 games for him. Brother Luke played at Madison Capitals. Puck is back behind the Minnesota net, 4:13 to go in the second. Lamb catches at the red line, tried to pass and knocked the stick of Lindmark out of his hands, and the puck ricocheted back into the Gopher zone. And Renzel will stand right there and look for an outlet pass, gets it to Jimmy Clark, who scoops it in. Clark, a Minnesota Wild seventh-round pick a couple of years ago. Palatichuk, near side, gave it to the stick of Lamb, and he and Hughlin working out of the near corner of the Wisconsin zone. As we look to our right, Palatichuk stays on Lamb. Those two still going at it. Lamb tried to carry it to the net. Palatichuk cut him off with help from Morrissey, and now Anthony Kerr comes out of that fracas with it. Up ahead to Finley, catches, cross the line, drop pass left wing Morrissey. Tried to refeed Finley, who was defended by Thomas, and Chesley took the puck away. Now Kurth will just chop it out to center. Wisconsin's Phelan will dump it in. Off the wall, knocked down by Soulier, who calmly moves it to the far side boards. Boy, it looks like he's played over 100 collegiate games, doesn't it?
He's so nonchalant when he plays the puck.
Oh, my gosh. Drop pass. Here comes Chesley. The defenseman tried to cut in. High slot, and Finley stuck his stick in, and Chesley went down. A penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Loose puck Wood with a backhander. Delayed penalty on the Badgers. Moore's got it. Finally controlled by Wisconsin. Finley's going to get the gate. Gophers get their second power play opportunity, trying to snap a scoreless tie.
As much as you don't want to see that called or that penalty taken, Finley was going one way, Chesley was going the other. Was about to open up a big, huge area of ice for himself right in the slot. Not that it's a good penalty, but the circumstances wasn't the worst thing that happened. Now the batters need to make sure it wasn't the worst by killing this penalty.
No doubt. Finley at 17:02 for tripping. So the Gophers on the man advantage. They have a number of guys that have scored power play goals this season. Snuggerud has 4. Brody Lamb has 8 to lead the squad. Lamb is on the ice right now. But the Badgers win the faceoff. And Horbach leaned left and got some space to his right and turned and cleared it all the way down. Horbach and Lindmark on the PK with Palatichuk in care. Renzel, the quarterback of the Gophers, man advantage. Kind of slaloms his way into the Wisconsin zone. Left wing Snuggerud, trailer Lamb, slot shot off the face of Scarfoni, down in front of the net, and Palatichuk tapped it to Kerr in close quarters, and Anthony able to clear it out to center.
A tough shot, good save by Scarfoni, but Wisconsin had 5 guys inside of Minnesota. It was way on the outside, and it was an easy clear of the rebound.
Bad pass Snuggerud at center, forcing Lamb all the way back into the Minnesota zone. A minute 15 to go on the Gophers' power play. Late second period. We have no score. Wood across the line. He'll fire it right corner to left. Snuggerud down on his backhand. Can't shovel it behind the net. The Badgers jam it free, and Morrissey's got it. Morrissey with Scholl. 2-on-2 shorthanded. Morrissey off to his right. Renzel right on him. Stopping, Morrissey, sauce across. Here's Scholl's across the line. Shooting one, short side. Soulier got a piece of it, but it went back behind the net. But Wisconsin wasting time on Minnesota's power play. Good job by Morrissey and Scholl's and company. Here's Wood now, left wing pass behind Clark. Reaching for it, Scholl's gets some help from Lindmark. A battle ensues far side. Kick free by the Gophers. Wood has it. Throws it to the left corner in Mittelstadt. Palatichuk got the angle on the puck, but couldn't reach it. And now they pass to the near side in Wood. 20 seconds to go on the man advantage. No score, late second period, minute 15 to go. Kester now, left side, open. Luke Mittelstadt steps to the dot. His shot blocked by Palatichuk, who converged on Mittelstadt as he stick-handled a bit too much. Mike Hastings would say he was just standing there dusting it off, right? And now the Badgers battling. Scholes, nice job, able to chip it up off the glass for Lindmark. Wisconsin has killed off that Minnesota power play. Lindmark just got upended from below by Kurth. Here's a shot by Scholl on the rush. He knocked the stick of the goaltender Soulier out of his hands. And then Finley from the left wing fired as Soulier was reaching for his stick. And Soulier somehow caught that shot on the near side post. Kurth then 1-on-3 against the Badgers. Just lost the puck, and then he and Kukkonen go up high on one another. The Badgers pick up the biscuit.
You saw that play develop with Quinn Finley on one side and Sawyer Scholl at the other, and you're thinking in your head past the Quinn Finley, but Sawyer Scholl had a heck of a shot on that play.
Gophers have the puck and dump it down in. We're 5-on-5, closing seconds of the period. Here's Finley with it, and then he got tripped up, and a penalty coming up on the Gophers. Hughlin. So what goes around comes around. Finley gave Minnesota a power play a couple of minutes ago, and now the Gophers do the same for the Badgers. Hughlin will get the gate at 19:50 for tripping down Quinn Finley.
We saw last night Minnesota get called for a diving play, and they're yelling on this one that Quinn Finley took a dive. He got stick in his feet. He went down, and Badgers will try to take advantage of this. Just 10 seconds left here or so, presumably carrying into the third period.
It looked like the stick got in between the skates of Finley, and when you try to walk or skate or run or whatever, and you got a stick stuck in between your legs, it's awfully hard to get your feet going. Bob Motzko pleading that it should have been a dive, but not called. Badgers win the faceoff. Hensler sets, fires it. Went off traffic to the near corner. 3 seconds to go. Dick off the wall. And then Kukkonen from the left goal line fired it in front. Fitzgerald was alone on the back side, but that pass was so hot that Fitzgerald couldn't handle it. Otherwise, Wisconsin may have been able to take the lead in the final second of this period. Instead, we're still scoreless after 40 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that was a pass. It was just a blast. Tried to get it towards the net with the seconds going away. And yeah, Christian Fitzgerald about 8 feet away. That would have been an unbelievable finish if he could control that pass going about 70, 80 miles an hour, it looked like.
So after two here at Mariucci, it's Wisconsin nothing and Minnesota nothing. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Again, nothing-nothing. Wisconsin and Minnesota Badgers want to win to get a series split on the road. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Well, two periods in the books here at Mariucci. We have no score. Again, Wisconsin had a 2-0 lead after one last night. Gophers rallied for a 5-2 win, but nothing here tonight. Shots on goal in the second period in favor of Minnesota, 11-8, 20-17 overall. The Badgers, Tommy Scarfone, perfect. 20 stops so far for him. Liam Soulier has stopped all 17 Badger bids so far. Minnesota 0-for-2 on the power play in the period. The Badgers got a late power play in the second and have a 10:50, or beg your pardon, would be fun to have a 10-minute and 50-second power. A minute 50 left on their second man advantage when the third period begins. Again, it's been even both ways. And the Badgers, you know, once again, it's tied going to the third period. Another tight game. There's going to come a point in time where Wisconsin's not only going to win one of these, but then win another and another and another. They've certainly been in this position enough to know what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure. And they're going to start the third with a power play. With a game like this, 0-0, offense has been hard to come by. This is a huge point in the game where you want to take advantage of that opportunity of special teams. There hasn't been much special teams this weekend, or really for a while, for Wisconsin. Partly the way the Big Ten, I think, officials call games, they let a lot go. And obviously the Badgers haven't had to kill much, but this is will be a gigantic opportunity to try to get a lead on the Gophers and try to take it from there.
So the Badgers and Minnesota scoreless after two periods of play. Second intermission starts in 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Oh.
Wisconsin will have a power play when the third period begins. Still scoreless, Badgers and Gophers here at Mariucci Arena. Second intermission. One other Big Ten game tonight. Michigan has just taken a 3-2 lead at home against Penn State about halfway through that hockey game. Michigan with a win would move to 25 points. And Wisconsin currently in fourth place with 24. Badgers home to play Penn State next weekend. Quite a series for the Wisconsin women up in Duluth, and hopefully the Badgers get back safely because of the snow that's falling in northeastern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. The Badgers were down one early third period. Layla Edwards tied it, and then Sarah Wasnevich, game-winning goal with about 8 minutes left. Badgers beat UMD 2-1 to take 5 of 6 points. 27-1-2 this season. The Badgers can clinch the WCHA regular season title with a win next weekend at home against Minnesota, which just split with Ohio State. So the Badger men, again, in fourth place in the Big Ten. It would be awfully sweet to have home ice for the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. Happened a year ago. Ohio State came to town and knocked Wisconsin out of the conference tournament. But the Big Ten playoffs will be the first full weekend of March. Back in 3 minutes, this is Badger. 90 seconds. 90-second break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Cover Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, it's a pretty even hockey game. 20-17 shots on goal in favor of Minnesota. Both teams have had, well, 2 power plays. Badgers have a minute 50 left in their second. Third period's about to begin, and we have no score at Mariucci Arena. So stick around. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ryan Pocic, Paul Campobianco here at Mariucci Arena. I can speak. I'm so excited. Whoever scores first, it'll be the first goal of the game. It's scoreless as we start the third period. Badgers on a Kunitz power play going to our right. Minnesota, though, wins the faceoff. Brody Lamb skates back into his own zone and heaves it all the way down. And the Badgers will pick it up from there. Dexheimer, Finley, Morrissey, Mosley, and Tassi on this man advantage. Lead feed off his stick down to the corner of the Minnesota zone. Chased down by Finley. On him immediately, Mittelstadt. Pass out to the point. Good hold by Dexheimer. And then he coughed it up. He wanted to go backside to Morrissey. Now a partial break for Lamb cutting in. Morrissey cuts him off. Lifted a backhander that goes up high. May have gone off the forehead of Scarfoni, then the high glass. Badgers the other way. Finley, pass, slot, backside. Tassi put it in front. No, he didn't shoot it. He tried to put it in front. He did, but it trickled around three Badgers before the Gophers cleared.
Oh, two Badgers. I think Ryland Mosley and maybe Gavin Morrissey, I'm not sure who it was on that side, not Gavin Morrissey, but a couple skates, bounces, and two guys there, but none of them could finish.
Here's Fitzgerald, left wing now, stops at the hash marks, out to the point, held by Hensler, had his pass deflected, but Lindmark there to help out. Hands off to Fitzgerald, out to the point now, and Logan Hensler walks the line, center point, left wing Fitzgerald, fires one, easy glove save for the kneeling Liam Soulier. And another faceoff in the Gopher zone. A minute 14 into the third. 36 seconds left on the Badgers' Kunitz power play. Still no score.
A near miss there for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Not a shot attempt, but the opportunities you're looking for like that. Christian Fitzgerald just throwing the puck on the net. Gets the whistle. The Badgers get their top line back out there for the power play.
Morrissey to take the faceoff, digs in against Clark, tapped to Finley by Tassi, point man Dexheimer, left wing Morrissey, goal line Tassi, setting up Mosley, a shot blocked. That went off Thomas, who's slow to get up, and then Tassi picked it up and tried to stuff it, and that was stopped by Soulier, who, as a good teammate, just tapped Thomas on the head for blocking the shot with his dome. And now the Badgers had to retreat to their own zone. They gained the zone, the Minnesota line, on the power play for eight more seconds. Down to the left corner, Morrissey. Morrissey tries to center for Mosley. Puck pass broken up. Played with a high stick by the Gophers. Whistle stops play. 1 second left on the man advantage. And the crowd here at Mariucci realizes that this Wisconsin power play will expire. High stick on Wisconsin. Faceoff outside the Minnesota zone.
A couple of threatening plays here on this power play for Wisconsin, but and like tonight, just goose eggs up on the scoreboard.
So the penalty has expired. Out of the box comes Hughlin. Gophers at full strength. Minnesota tries to clear. Scholl shot one towards the net, blocked by Rinzell. Twirls away from Botterill and begins the rush to our left. Snuggerud's pass too hot to handle for Rinzell and Paulson, and then picked up by Falloon, who dumped it in, but the Badgers after the puck. Then Rinzell hits Botterill in the high back. His face goes planting in the glass, but nothing called, and we play on as the pucks flip back into the Wisconsin zone. 2:20 into the third. No score. Joe Palatichuk. Badgers break out. Owen Lindmark, the captain. Lindmark dumps it in. Defenseman goes down. Lindmark gives chase, puck behind the net. Kukkonen and Snuggerud go shoulder to shoulder. The puck free to Wisconsin's Dick. His shot hit his teammate Lindmark. Ricochet to the near wall, and Snuggerud backhands it out to center ice. Quickly after it, Jack Phelan. Puck airborne and then swept into the Minnesota zone by Kukkonen. Four shots on goal in the opening period for Kyle. None in the second. Gophers break out. Balloon fights through a stick check, dumps it in, and then gets nudged up over the shelf in between the Badger and Gophers benches. Wisconsin just turned it over. Look out. Here's Wood moving to the right side, and he whistled one back left side on Scarfoni. Wood, first round draft pick of Nashville, former UConn Husky, off to the point, dumps it in. Moore tied up behind the net by Phelan. After the puck is Wood. Scholl stays on him man to man. Scholl, good work. Fitzgerald below the goal line, behind the net, doing what a centerman should do, stopping their centerman Moore. Puck is free. Badgers clank it off the glass. Luke Mittelstadt slows it at the red line. Gophers pick up the loose puck and fire it towards Scarfoni, who slides to his left and stops it. Gophers get a change. Wisconsin will do the same. 16-15 left in the third. Nothing.
Some board work there for Minnesota. Badgers did a good job keeping the puck outside. Nothing went towards the middle of the ice, and she got it cleared out and got a new shift out there.
Gophers have the puck. Breakout pass for Thomas between the wickets of Nevers. Gophers have just iced the puck. You know, it was interesting. Jimmy Snuggerud scored a couple of goals last night to move over 20 for the season. He has scored 20 or more goals in his first three seasons as a Gopher. That's only happened twice before. Dick Doherty did it from 1952 to 54, and John Mayasich did it from 1952 to 55. Mayasich, the all-time leading scorer in Gophers history. Three straight 20-goal seasons. Badgers hold the zone. Dexheimer was pressured and flung it near side. Hendrickson goes to get it for the Gophers and dumps it down in. Trying to retrieve is Nevers. Scholes able to knife it away from him, and now Hensler's got it. Logan Hensler snaps off a pass off the skate and stick of Mosley, fighting through the contact of the near side of Thomas. Can't get to the puck. John Mittelstadt has it now and spins away from pressure, and the puck popped free to Quinn Finley. Cuts off to his left, dumps it in, hoping Ryland Mosley can get there, but Thomas had the angle of the puck, and now Nevers has it for Minnesota. Yeah, John Mayasich, first year as a freshman in 52, 30 goals, then had 42, 29, and 41. I mean, he had 298 points in his career. Goodness. Jimmy Clark on the attack. Cut off by Joe Palatichuk, who's played well here tonight. Team leading four block shots for Palatichuk. Good stick work by Botterill to dump it into the offensive zone. Soulier casually out of his net to paddle it to the near side. Now Horbach after it in the corner. Little hesitation move, got free from Clark. Bumps it out to the left side, and Scholes teed one up. That actually hit his teammate Sawyer Scholl between the hash marks. And then Aaron Hughlin for Minnesota, trying to get around Jack Phelan. No luck there, and the Badgers come out of there with it. Scholes will scoop it ahead. Horbach must have got a piece of it. No icing, and the Gophers back to get it with 14:20 left in the third period of a scoreless hockey game.
Super quiet in here right now.
It is.
Now they came by Minnesota, the 10,894.
Oh, look out! Set up for Snuggerud, blocked by Lindmark. It caroms out of play. Zimmer behind the net. Snuggerud snuck down low left, and Lindmark got in the way of that shot. Ooh. There's Snuggerud. You know, it's funny, every once in a while you don't notice him, and then all of a sudden he snipes one past your left ear, and oh, there he is, right? Their top line back out there. Go ahead, you were saying?
I'm just saying 10,894 for Minnesota. That's the largest attendance they've ever had at a Mariucci game in their history.
Wow.
It's the Badgers and Gophers border battle.
Pretty
creating
cool.
A little excitement.
Yeah. Face off to the right of Tommy Scarfoni, won by Wisconsin. Badgers doing a nice job in the faceoff circles tonight. They've won 18 of 29. Gophers break out, top line out there. Paulson, middle of the ice, fans off to his left and shoots one through Hensler, easily gloved by Scarfoni, and he hangs on. So prior to the game, after, you know, finding out about Snuggerud's accomplishments, one of only three Gophers to score 20 or more goals in his first three seasons, two Wisconsin Badgers accomplished that feat. Mark Johnson was easy to figure out, the all-time leading goal scorer in Wisconsin history. He did it first 3 years, 20 plus goals. And the other was Murray Heatley back in the 60s. That's it.
These days, if you have a couple seasons like that, generally you're probably not going to be sticking around long.
Right, you're turning pro, right? Gophers after the puck in the offensive zone. Instead, the Badgers will get to it. Finley off to Hensler, angles a headman pass for Morrissey. Patient with a puck. Finley got tackled, brought down from behind by Wood. We have a delayed penalty coming up on Minnesota. Then Cal Thomas separated Morrissey from the puck with a dirty-looking hit. Nothing there, but the Badgers are going to get a power play as Finley was trying to come up the ice, and Wood is pleading he did nothing wrong, but he grabbed Finley and basically hauled him down. Bob Motzko doesn't like the call by Andrew Brueggemann, but the Badgers get a third Kunis power play. Can they snap this scoreless draw?
Yeah, both guys were skating up out of the Wisconsin end there. It was a pretty even battle up the ice. Wood got his hands around a little bit, and both guys went down, and Badgers fortunate to get a power play out of it.
Yeah. Because Finley did a pretty good job of drawing that penalty and then maybe embellishing a little bit. Headman pass Lindmark for Kukkonen behind him, and Wisconsin just iced the puck. So the Badgers on a power play after Woods holding penalty at 6:32, but a defensive zone faceoff to our left.
Quinn Finley hasn't scored a goal this weekend, but he's drawn two of the Badger power plays, which has been a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
There's been less power plays than goals for this and these two teams.
Faceoff won by Minnesota in the defensive zone, and Chesley elects just to backpedal, and the Gophers will rag it a little bit. They bank it ahead to center, and then Lamb will sweep it deep. Fans appreciate the effort here. 90 seconds left on Wisconsin's power play. No score. Lindmark to Kukkonen. Dumps it in. Dick gives chase. Soulier out of his net. Dick made contact with a goaltender, and they're going to call him on it. Soulier came out and paddled the puck to the near side wall. Dick was going after the loose puck and nudged him a little bit. And a penalty called on Tyson Dick for interfering with a goaltender. That cancels out the, I guess, questionable call on Wood. But the Gophers, in a minute 17, will get a 43-second power play. Wow. So it's funny, they call absolutely nothing. And now they're getting involved, the men in stripes.
Yeah, that's a tough one. The goal is Tenner's out on the side of the net, comes out, smacks a stick on the ice to play the puck. A couple of people are battling to get down to the ice, and just a little touch of a leg, and that's one. Maybe the refs had conversation after the last call and said maybe that wasn't the greatest decision. So they made it up here. Problem is 40 seconds of power play that Minnesota will end up with.
Yeah. Recall a play in the second period where Tommy Scarfone was clobbered into the back of his net and sat there for 6 seconds while Matthew Wood was sitting on him, but nothing was called there. Oh, well. Gophers have the puck. They're just stick-handling with it a little bit for another 50 seconds or so until they go on a power play. It's 4-on-4. You've got to be cautious here. Clark is out with Snuggerud, Thomas, and Chesley, and eventually the Badgers take the puck away. Similar to a 3-on-3 overtime, 4-on-4 puck possession, huge, and the man with the puck is Quinn Finley, the leading scorer for the Badgers, who shoots one off the right shoulder of Soulier, who came up out of his crouch to keep that one out of the net, and then Scholes picked it up at the blue line and fired one on. Soulier stopped that and left it off for Chesley.
The Badgers, after that shot, they had three up at the blue line to make sure there is no return.
Yeah. Stick handling with it now is Brody Ziemer off to his left. Cutting in left wing. Scholes picks him up. He'll bump it out to the point man and Kester. Kester skates down the wall. Low left, setting up Lamb. His shot blocked by Wisconsin's Phelan, who then knocks Lamb off balance and takes the puck away. That was a big boy play by freshman defenseman Jack Phelan. Gophers at full strength. Power play for about 40 seconds. Badgers have the puck, though, and Fitzgerald finds open ice and sends it all the way down. The Badgers have a couple of shorthanded goals this season, one from Owen Lindmark, who's out there. But here comes Minnesota across the Wisconsin line. Good job by Horbach to slow Wood, but he passes off. Here's Lamb left wing. He fires one too high. Gophers get it back. Kester keeps it alive, tapping it to Mittelstadt. Left wing back to Kester. Walks in top of the circle. Right wing now. It's Wood. No place to shoot. Straight away, Kester shoots one, blocked by Wisconsin's Horbach. Ricochets out to the blue line, held in by the Gophers. 5 seconds left on their power play. Scoreless about halfway through the third. Here's Kester's shot, knocked down in front. Loose puck paid in front. Here's Wood. He scores. Just as the power play had expired, the Badgers had blocked the shot, and then it ricocheted to Wood near the right hash mark, and he pushed it past Scarfone. And the Gophers take the lead. 9:16 into the third.
The officials did such a good job at staying out of this weekend, if you want to call it that way. Tonight, they're a big part of it. Minnesota capitalizes and gets a power play goal here to take the lead, 1-0, about halfway through the third.
Wood from Kester and Mittelstadt at 9:16, 10th goal of the year for the former first-round draft pick of the Nashville Predators. Wisconsin holds the zone, trying to pull even now. Here's Hensler right side. He shoots one, got through. Soulier got his left pad on it, and then Schull tried to backhand it off the goaltender. It's loose in the blue paint. Wisconsin can't put it in. Schull got it behind Soulier. Centering pass, Tassi. Oh, he can't get a shot off. Falls to his knees. Now he does. Soulier pad save. There's Schull. Again, he shoved it in front. A jam at it by Bonnerill. Can't put it in. Schull then throws a pass that splits the two defensemen and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Wow. Bonnerill and Tassi and Schull giving great effort. Wisconsin onside. No. They call offside, although it looked onside. Stoppage in play. 9:59 left in the third. The Gophers have gone on top. It's 1-0. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Transform your home in 1 weekend with Paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening, Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint, plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Wood from Kester and Middlestead at 9:16, the go-ahead goal, the only goal scored so far here tonight at Mariucci. Minnesota leads Wisconsin 1-0. They called offside a moment ago on the Badgers, even though it wasn't. Faceoff outside the Minnesota zone. It'll be Fitzgerald against Paulson. Zimmer and Kukkonen shoving one another. Now the Badgers have the puck. And Wisconsin's Carroll will dump it in up off the dasher. Fitzgerald behind the net. Dick tied up by Middlestead. And that leaves the puck for Leo Gruba from Lake Elmo, Minnesota. Clark Cup champion with Fargo a year ago is Gruba. Now the Badgers get the puck right back. Here's Anthony Kerr with it now. Up the middle of the ice, Dick, right wing, Kukkonen. Badgers onside. Kyle dumps it in. Soulier stops it, and Dick goes to get it. Tried to put it in front, and Soulier slow getting back. He yells at Gruba about something. Boy, Dick drew that puck, and Soulier just got back in time. Just one more half second, maybe, and Dick is able to tuck that around the post.
You've seen Soulier plays a lot of pucks. It gets out almost every time to try to block it. This time he uses pads and his body, and it bounced off him to the Badger.
Soulier stops it behind his net again. In on the forecheck, Mosley able to jam it free. Morrissey can't reach it on the near side boards, though, and it slides in front of the benches, and Hensler back to get it. Up ahead to Finley. Under 9 minutes left in regulation, 1-0 Minnesota. Here's Middlestad carried into the near side boards by Mosley. Puck eludes Finley, taken by Chesley. Breakout pass to the stick of Wood. Up ahead to Moore. Moore, middle of the ice. Kurth now. He shot one through and beats Scarfoni from long range. Tommy wasn't ready for that one, and the puck hit his inside of his left knee and ricocheted between his pads, and the Gophers up 2-0.
I think that might have hit Jack Phelan's skate, too. We'll watch a replay, but I think it redirected off the defenseman, and that's partly why Scarfoni wasn't expecting it over there.
Yeah.
It's a tough break for Wisconsin. Phelan just high slot, really just a cross pass to a cutting Gopher. And I think it hit him in the leg and redirected the play.
Wow. That was Connor Kurth with a goal. Kurth, his 12th goal of the season at 11:21. They'll give Moore and Wood assists, and the Golden Gophers now lead 2-0. Badgers in the offensive zone. Anthony Kerr with it. Long range shot. Hit a Gopher. Comes down to the corner. Minnesota trying to clear. Kerr trying to hold. Battle on the near side near the Gophers bench. Puck slides free. Pietola gets an angle on Kester and throws one towards the net. It hit the side of the cage. Gophers go to get it. Clark able to throw it off the glass and out. And then Kerr wins the battle with Falloon, and Wisconsin dumps it back in. 2 goals in 1:05 for Minnesota. In 2:05, that is. Game was scoreless for almost 50 minutes. Gophers outscore the Badgers 3-0 in the third last night. 2-0 here tonight. Minnesota trying to earn a sweep and pull within 2 points of first-place Michigan State in the Big Ten standings. Spartans won the season series from the Gophers, though, taking 10 of 12 points. Tassi gains the line, tried to shoot, blocked. Loose puck in the slot, picked up Botterill, looking, finds Hensler. Moves to his left at the left dot, snaps one off. Glove save made by Soulier. Rebound there. Oh, the Badgers. Lynn Marquette put it home. And then cleared out to center. Lynn Mark now at center. Comes across the line. Stick handling, got tripped down. Nothing called. Phelan with it. Dick out to the point now. Scholes on his backhand. Back to the net. Phelan, long range shot. That got knocked down by a stick. Loose puck. Here's Fitzgerald flying in to pick it up. Tough angled shot left wing. Missed the net. Good hold by Scholes. Badgers battling. Down two. Fitzgerald fans at a shot right wing. Regains possession. Scholes tees one up. Got through. And went behind the net. Now Tyson Dick. Oh, a little feather pass to Fitzgerald. Swung and missed to the right of the goaltender. Taken by Minnesota. And the Gophers from the red line will dump it in. 6.5 minutes left, 2-0 Minnesota.
Badgers left and right of the goal on the ground there.
Yeah.
Cassie with someone on top of him. I didn't see who the other Badger was.
Here comes Wisconsin now. Palatichuk to Kerr out of the zone. Gophers stack at 1-2-2. Two at the red line, two at their blue line. And now puck deflected in a stoppage in play. 6:12 to go, 2-0 Minnesota. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Not only a record 10,894 on hand here tonight, a new series record at Mariucci, 21,641 to watch the Badgers and the Gophers. That's a pretty good crowd. Crowds, plural.
Especially for a Saturday.
Yeah. Not as good as last week into the Kohl Center when 24,000 showed up to watch Wisconsin and Michigan. Under 6 minutes left. Badgers need 2 to tie now. Don't give up, boys. Puck flipped out towards the Gophers bench. Anthony Kerr won't. Slow the progress of Minnesota, but puck taken away by Moore. Hard to the net goes Wood. Instead, Moore shoots one left wing. Beats Scarfoni, top of the right shoulder. 3-0 Minnesota. Good.
Short side high.
On the rush, yeah.
On the rush, Wood cutting over the net. Making sure, I guess, keeps Scarfoni kind of in between spots. Goes down on the shot and goes over his shoulder, and the Badgers go down 3-0.
Just the second goal in 12 games for Moore, his seventh of the season at 14-19.
It's a really good shot. Scarfoni was not as down as I thought, put his arm up there and just picked a nice spot of short side.
Yeah. Seventh goal of the year for Moore. It's 3-0 now, Minnesota. Here's Wisconsin. Sawyer Scholl left wing. Shot denied by Soulier. Puck behind the net. The Gophers poke it to the far corner. Snuggerud gets it out to center. The Badgers, Dexheimer now with it. Fired it off the linesman and up and out of play. 5:13 to go here in the third. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. It's funny, during the second intermission, Paul was busy looking for the last time Wisconsin and Minnesota played a scoreless overtime tie, and it was, what was it? What was the year?
1926.
Wow. It's a long time ago. Almost 100 years, Paul.
It will at least last one more game.
Yes, right. Right. One more year. Ooh, look out. Goodness. Gruba tried to clear it up the wall. It went off a stick and flew into the Badgers bench, and Todd Connaught and Kevin Murdoch turned out of the way quickly. So Wood scored at 9:16, Kurth at 11:21, Moore at 14:19. They gave Kurth a helper on Moore's goal. Woods' goal that snapped the scoreless tie came after a penalty to Tyson Dick had expired, a penalty in which Dick was called for goalie interference when far worse had happened throughout the course of the evening. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Dexheimer, right wing Finley, back to Dexheimer. We're playing even strength. Actually, 6-on-5. Badgers have emptied their net for an extra attacker with over 5 minutes left. Finley shot from the center point was blocked. Goes off the shelf now. Tassie. Chesley after it. He got wiped out. Badgers have the puck. Morrissey turnaround shot. Mosley missed it. Glove side on Soulier. And now Chesley complaining about something as he and Lindmark were tied up. Shot by Dexheimer got through. Right pad save. Soulier cleared out by Minnesota. Gophers will be called for icing. It missed the net by a good 10, 12 feet or so. 4:34 to go. Chesley wants the Gophers bench to look at video replay, complaining that there was some head contact. And we'll see if the Gophers will bother challenging or not, leading 3-0. Again, an extra attacker, empty net. We've got a stoppage in play, and sure enough, nope, they're not going to challenge.
Amazing how fast this game changed.
Yeah, it isn't it?
As a power play expired, wonder if anyone's going to score at first. Minnesota gets one,
and two.
A great bounce or a lucky bounce kind of made it two, and then great shot.
Yep. Here's Hensler now. Right point. His shot off a stick to the far corner. Otterl and Moore going at it. Dick able to get it out to the point, and Palatichuk back to Logan Hensler. Hensler refeeds Palatichuk. And back to Hensler straight away. Right wing Fitzgerald kicks it to his forehand. No place to shoot or pass. Then wanted to pass to Hensler and mishandled it. It regains control. Now he sets and fires. Save makes Soulier. Rebound there. The Badgers score. Ryan Botterill puts in the rebound. Badgers down a pair with 3:56 left. Not over just yet.
Well, Minnesota can score three in a short amount of time. It's not unheard of for other team to do the same thing.
Sure.
Badgers take advantage of their goaltender pulled, get one in. Scarfoni goes back in here to, before things change up, and never know.
16:04, the time of Botterill's third goal of the season. Now the referees are chatting. What are they talking about? They're going to look at video replay? Liam Soulier was pitching a shutout against Wisconsin. And just a moment ago, the Gophers elected not to challenge potential head contact that Ryan Chesley claimed had happened. But here, they want to try to preserve Liam Soulier's shutout of their arch rival. So on Botterill's goal, give Fitzgerald and Hensler assists. And again, for Ryan Botterill, that's his third goal of the season.
I'm going to say that Kukkonen probably gets that gets changed and he gets the primary because it looked like he deflected it.
Okay.
I'm looking at the replay. I don't know what they're actually looking at. Nothing looked like on the goal itself I can see. Maybe they're thinking there was a high stick for the deflection. I'm not really sure.
There's a Gopher that was down on all fours. No penalty. Goal is good. It's a 3-1 game. He'll drop the puck at center ice. So again, they say Botterill from Fitzgerald and Hensler, but Paul's thinking it'll be Botterill from Kukkonen and Fitzgerald. Center ice faceoff, Scarfoni back between the pipes. Badgers down a pair under 4 minutes left. And Wisconsin unable to win the faceoff. And the Gophers have it. Renzel with it out in his blue line. Now to Luke Mittelstadt up the middle. Little Clark comes across the line, fans off right, snaps off a shot, partially blocked by Dexheimer, and Lindmark goes to get it. And then Owen taps it back to Gavin Morrissey. Badgers have one defenseman out right now. They're going to gain an extra attacker as Tommy Scarfoni back to the bench for an extra skater, and the puck deflects up over the mesh and into the crowd. 3:28 left here in the third period of play. Face off to the right of Liam Soulier, who has stopped 25 of Wisconsin's 26 bids here tonight. And was pretty good last night, too, when he stopped 33 in a 5-2 Minnesota win. Bouncing puck in the left circle, still loose, and now Renzel gets it and pitches it out through center ice. Again, the Badgers have an empty net to our left, 3:20 to go in regulation, needing two to pull even. Dexheimer up near the Gophers bench. Good read by Zimmer to slow his progress. Took it away. Now the puck slides free. Snuggerud, he tries to shoot. Blocked by a sliding Rylan Mosley. Like he was going into second base to break up a double play. He went sliding and kicked that one out. Dexheimer now trying to stick handle through traffic. Lost it. Clark had it whacked off his stick by Lindmark. Badgers back together. You know, there's still about 3 minutes left to play. It's a two-goal game. Wisconsin with an extra attacker. You get another one here as soon as possible. You never know.
Yeah, the first one opens the window a little bit.
Yeah. Here comes Fitzgerald. Red line will flip it in. Soulier stops it. Thinks about a goalie goal. Instead, he clears it all the way down off the mark. Snuggerud and Palatichuk in pursuit. Snuggerud got to it, pulled it free for a moment, but then Hensler hustled after it. And now Wisconsin trying to come out of the zone. Instead, coughed up. Look out. Moore with it. Near side, Snuggerud. His shot. Right hand save made by Hensler. And then pulled free. Center ice right in the middle. They'll fire it home. Kurth on a turnover behind the net. The Gophers are going to sweep Wisconsin and lead 4-1.
The Badgers inches away from a 5-6 on three, I think, up on the blue line. Tough bounce. Puck ended up getting turned the other way. Minnesota kept it down in the Badger end. Badgers did their best. A couple of block shots, but finally Minnesota pokes it home for the sealer, most likely.
Connor Kurth with a couple of goals. He's over 30 points this season. Give Moore the helper. Last night it was Zimmer, Paulson, and Snuggerud that led the charge. Tonight it's Kurth, Moore, and Wood for Minnesota, and Wisconsin's used its timeout to challenge something.
I'm going to guess offside because there seemed like a re-entry. And you talked about the sliding block shot.
Yeah.
I thought there was a Gopher still in the zone when they dumped it back in. And we'll see what happens here.
Why not? So the referee's taking a look at video replay to determine whether the fourth goal for Minnesota should stand or not. Hey, a couple of home series left for Wisconsin in the regular season. Penn State next weekend. Notre Dame after that. Oh, boy, that's awfully close. And this hockey season and beyond, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. He's offside.
I was going to say the exact opposite, but I could be wrong.
Is he offside? Looked like his skate was on the blue line. The puck is still on the blue line. His skate is up, and he's in the zone before the puck's over the blue line. That's offside. We'll see if the referees decide to call it that way or not.
In the NHL, I believe that your skate, as long as it's in the air above the line,
You're okay.
But that Palchocki, not that same thing going.
No. Hey, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with our producer Kelly Freeman, Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Mariucci. It's 3-1 Minnesota. Could be 4-1 if they count this goal. The Badgers challenge for offside on an empty netter. What do you say, Paul? It's a good goal.
He said inconclusive video evidence.
Inconclusive video evidence. Empty net goal will count. Brueggemann over to talk to head coach Mike Hastings. Give Kurth the goal. Moore the assist. Empty net goal. At 17:45, second empty net goal. Second empty net goal of the, first empty net goal of the game for Minnesota. Badgers had an extra attacker goal. Now Wisconsin's Pietila just crushed Kester. Now he threw his body at Nevers, and now Kester went at Wisconsin's Horbach, and now Pietila matched up with Renzel, and the referees better calm things down here a little bit.
I think they might be taking one from each team because after the first hit, that was going to be a penalty.
Yep. Yedlin, Kester.
Minnesota got up a little high.
Yeah. Yedlin, the freshman, playing in his 23rd game. Kester, the fifth-year senior, in his 170th. And they'll match him up at the 17:58 mark.
I'm still thinking about that offsides and trying to figure out how that was inconclusive video evidence.
I don't know.
But they make it 3-1 versus 4-1. It was a long shot.
True. Pietola knocked Kester off balance with, I didn't think it was a dirty hit. Looked like Kester just fell down trying to draw the penalty. And then Pietola went off to Nevers. And then Kester took a run at Horbach. And then Pietola took and went and swung the stick of Kester out of the way and then looked for another gopher, that being Renzel. So Pietola hit almost every gopher on the ice on that shift.
And one of them's getting reviewed. I don't know if it's, it looks like maybe the Kester shot, at least the way Jack Horbach reacted, might have gotten up high and yeah. to the head.
Right.
The Pietola one.
Oh, Pietola went up with his left arm into Renzel's chin or face mask, so they may be looking at that too.
Might be looking at all three.
Yeah. Maybe they're looking at old movie clips. And Rugemann came out of the penalty box to tell us something, but still don't know what it is.